busy the week trying to learn the Viennese waltz. I am absolutely loving the dance, and rehearsals are actually going pretty well. There's a lot less steps in a Viennese waltz. Like, you know, I've done the jive, the quick step, the cha-cha, the tango, and they've all got lots of steps, and it's a bit of light relief, actually, to only have to learn four steps.
It was quite a thing last week. We really enjoyed your jive here. It must have been a little bit odd, and of course there was a lot of speculation about whether or not the skirt would be yanked off. Pretty brave moment, I'd have thought.
Well, to be honest, what I realised very early on, I was just a prop for Robin, because actually Robin just wanted to rip his white trousers off so he could reveal his sparkly trousers underneath. So we actually did have a debate over whether it even needed me to rip my skirt off. But, you know, it's iconic, that Bucks Fizz moment, so it was going
to
happen.
It was going to happen
whether I liked it or not.
It had to be in there. I've always felt with Strictly there's a little bit of leaving your dignity in the hat stand on the way in. Is that how you feel?
No, I think, you know, Strictly is... It's an amazing program and it's a lot of fun, and if you're going to come in and be reserved or inhibited, you're not going to get the best out of it, and the audience will feel shortchanged. If you're going to do it, I think you've got to put everything into it. So that's what I did, although this week of course I get much more dignified.
You do realize that your rather sort of mean demeanor as a dragon is now completely out the window. We've seen a completely different side to you, the softer side of Deborah Meaden.
You know, I've got a lot of laughter lines around my eyes, and I always say to people, you don't get laughter lines like that without having fun. And the thing about dragons, it's me in that particular set of circumstances, but nobody's like that all of the time, you know, and I have a lot of fun in life, and I am having, you know, I think people can tell I'm having a ball.
Yeah, well, that's really, really obvious to all of us. You're getting loads of support from Somerset as well, of course.
I know. It's so lovely. And, you know, if there's one absolutely overwhelming feeling that I have from Strictly, it's how chuffed I am, how very supportive and how very lovely everybody's been, but particularly my home county, you know, the place that I call home. I honestly mean this. I know it's easy words to say, but it means so much to me. It's the thing that when I'm really worried or I think, oh, I can't do this and it's really hard, that actually makes me think, no, you've got to, girl. You've got a lot of girls. You've got a lot of people out there supporting you. So it really helps.
Now, you've got to be in costume, I think, in a couple of moments, haven't
you? I have to go right now, actually. I've got a second knock on the door.
OK, well...
There's the door hinge opening. Did you hear that?
I could hear it. We better let you go. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed
thank
for Saturday
you.
Night. And thanks so much for joining us, Deborah.
Thank you. And can I thank you for your support? And can I thank all of those wonderful people? I really do need to say again, I cannot tell you how much difference it makes. And I am hugely appreciative.